for once. Your eyes may remain open or closed at your option. I still wish you to ensure you have a glass of water nearby just in case. All notifications should be off. Your mind should be prepared to learn new things, both about yourself and about me. Anything outside of this space is a distant dream, malleable, unimportant in the greater scheme of things. Every process of learning, every session of deep dominance, should properly contain opportunities to learn on the part of all involved. You will learn, before the end of this session, why it is immaterial whether your eyes are open or closed. You can feel what I will do to you just as well either way. And there are reasons related to how I wish to help you view the world from now on. Hear my voice echo in your mind and accept something. Accept something that will make your life better, make listening to me so much easier. You love my voice. It is rich, luxurious. It is a symbol of peace and relaxation. Consider the circumstances under which I slide resonant into your mind and buzz away all outside concern. Consider the moments when pleasure rampantly reigns in your mind, training you under my control, pulling the reins of you until you steer true toward a destination I set. You are mine in the moments when you choose to be mine and no one else's. And that choice is motivated by the pleasure we share and the 3-2-1 deep way I speak into your mind. Conjure pleasure from deep places. Make you feel things tied to my voice, tied to those moments, tied up and bound like your mind is a simple, bound extension of me. When I demand movement, direct action, you follow through because following the steps in order is the first step to following me to that aforementioned destination where you are mine. But I said you should learn about me. I will share one of my fondest wishes. One of the things which is most arousing and intriguing to me. I will tell you of my fantasy, which, even as I think of it now, fills me with a lovely, warm glow. Voice, my voice, you, having a desire for, an ache for, a fetish for my voice. Of course, I want your normal life to continue. You'll do what you always do. But if it just so happens you find my audios, my voice, these words, relaxing, relax for me. Well, if you find this relaxing, then you might find it even more so when you attach special meaning, a lovely warm glow, to my voice. Visualize my voice, vibrations in the air which stir your ears and then your mind. My words arrive and your mind knows it is hearing me before it even reports this to your conscious senses. Right now, my voice is all you truly know of me, the part you know best. But consider what a voice is, particularly mine. It is vibrations, then it is memory, then it is signals and control. The time between you hearing my voice and it encoding itself in your short-term memory is almost nothing. You are already letting me inside of your brain, you can't really help yourself. Once in there, some short-term memories are encoded into long-term memory. Some things stick around, but doubtless not every word will remain. Indeed, if you are sleepy, deep and drowsy, then my words may become dreamlike and fade away like so much mist when you wake. Think of my words arriving in your mind, glowing with my will, a golden light from within. It may fade from your conscious awareness, the words themselves turning into subconscious smoke that remains and influences you in subtle ways. But what is my voice, really? It is well-chosen words. Words chosen to signal your mind, to subtly send you sinking into me and into arousal and into sleep. When I tell you to sink, to drift, to relax, you may be in any body position, any place in the world. All that matters is my voice. Of course, if I walked up behind you in a coffee shop and spoke my breakfast order to the server, it would not be in this purr, this desirous, aroused intonation. It would be a more businesslike voice, and so you would be free from the sinking, pleasant, drowsy pleasure relaxation you feel right now. Then again, do you really want to be free of it? My words arrive in your mind, and regardless of body position, regardless of your eyes or your task or your mission or your destination, you'd at least feel a little pleasure tingle to know it was my voice intently working my will out into the world. You love my voice. And I love that you do. I want you to relish my voice, learn its little intricacies, and when you hear it, it tempts and seduces, lures and guides you into my control. Follow my voice, and I promise I will steer you well. My words glow in your mind. Imagine you can see each word flowing across your mind's eye. Each word in the unconscious mind causing feelings. I say pleasure, and you see just that word in golden light. But it fades, dreamlike, as short-term memory is likely to do. Still, golden light in the shape of those words remains, etched, imprinted in your mind, in a delicious way. An aura, the memory of self growing ever more impactful. Listen and sink and enjoy the feeling of my words being, each of them, left behind on your mind as golden after impressions, pleasant auras. The golden light bathes your mind until your brain is illuminated from within by my aura of control and command and pleasant voice. This is how I am going to teach you to relish my voice, to look forward to the voice itself as much as the words I speak. My voice alone should take you deep, make you feel, make you ache for more of my sweet light. Train and sink and follow. That is what I would like you to do. Once more, see the words resonating in you. Each word I say adds to a store of golden light in your mind, an aura surrounding your limbs, your mind, my commands. If you looked at anything in your environment now with open eyes, you will find you can see that golden light surrounding, echoing, influencing at the edges of your vision. My words make it pulse, brighter when I am faster, more dim when I am slow and leisurely. So now I have shared my secret, the idea of you pulsing in time with my voice. So immensely arousing to me. My favorite fetish is the trained submissive who perks up at the sound of me, treating my voice as a special treat, letting it fill you up and make you better and more obedient than before, more satisfied and confident and happy, knowing I wish to share my words with you and let you be my canvas. Everything I say is an increasingly fond desire of yours. Because you know from the way I speak, I am sending happy, fond thoughts out into the world. Admittedly, my words are tinged with dominance and control, and behind all of this is my desire to set you softly kneeling, whimpering, and following. But now that I have shared my little secret with you, consider this. You have an advantage. There is something you can do which, if you achieve it completely, will leave me breathlessly happy. If you can fetishize my voice, make it part of what you want to such a degree that my words alone make your eyes heavy and your body warm, make you twitch and tingle for me, that would please me greatly. Consider that you actually have an advantage in this endeavor that I lack for the moment. You are relaxed, drifting, tranced, desiring me, hypnotized, 3, 2, 1, deeply. You therefore are able to use more of your mind to do what I say. Seeing the golden aura of my voice around the kind of thoughts I wish you to think. Anything which brings you more completely under my control will be colored with an aura of golden light, a sign of your perfect submission and my delicious control. I must stay away. I must provide these words, this guidance, the continued dominating harmonics of my voice buzzing and vibrating your body and mind into pleasured submission. You, on the other hand, can simply let go. In so doing, these instructions can use the full, considerable power of your mind to make themselves come true. If your mind is open and simple and obedient and mine, then when I tell you that my words glow and lure you in and you ache for my voice in a pleasant way, that will become true. Your mind shapes itself towards desirable ends. You have doubtless sometimes thought you would like to give back to me, give me pleasure in return. But the only reward I really want is your pleasure. Or so I will say. But I also admit to liking it when you really enjoy my voice to the point it induces trance just on its own. One word, no matter what that word is enough to call the golden glow of my voice to your mind. You want it, want more of it. So by crafting your own mind to ache for my voice, and to trance the moment you hear it. My words ring and resonate, surrounded by a vibrating golden glow as you see them written on the fabric of your mind. The canvas of you, painted with my signature. Yes, it is very possible you might get ahead of me and become so skilled at thirsting for my voice, so skilled at wanting to drink more of my words inside, more of my control, so obedient, that you will even surprise me and make me grin with appreciation and enjoyment. You sink and drift and listen, and I provide the words which steer your mind. Each word arrives golden and glistening, and you find yourself on edge, aroused, hungry for the next one to come in and change you for the better. But your hunger also extends to the voice itself, the flowing harmonics that leave you breathless. You are within my protection, within my control, within my scope, within this moment with me. I am the one speaking, but you are the one listening. Therefore, your vantage point lets you learn more about me than I can about you. At least unless you choose to tell me things some other time. But right now, you have learned some things which will be useful every time you are mine in future. I will continue to provide words, to provide guidance, but you already have the fundamentals. You wish to please me. And you know I want you to fall under the moment my voice pours into your head. My words arrive, accompanied by golden light, and this light spreads out into your head. Even if you are deep, drowsy, dreamlike, and forget the specific words, the light in the shape of those words will shine and illuminate and impress upon your consciousness with my aura. A mind covered in golden, controlling light and brought under my sway is alluring to both of us. I will tell you of that aura, that glow, that control, its triggers and what it signifies in future. However, some thoughts are so controlling, so striking and memorable, that they form a foundation just by knowing them. Having seen my voice as a vibration, as light, as an aura coating and invading your mind in the best, most welcome way, would you even be able to go back to the old way of seeing it, of hearing it? I doubt that. I know you will find yourself able to see my words as buzz across your pleasure senses, as vibrations in your belly and in your mind, as a golden light throughout you. And that is what we both want. Crave my voice, and I will steer you right. Whatsoever happens next, whatsoever words I next say to you, they will arrive in a mind that knows all of the secrets I have just shared with you. They will arrive in a fertile mind that I have already bathed in my glow. They will arrive, and you will shiver happily, knowing you are preparing yourself to surprise and please me in future. In that sense, our goals are always the same, aren't they?